a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Yesterday, we did K-Rock's Cash Castle in Armstrong, Mount Dunedin, where they've got five beautiful Mimosa Homes display homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the Piste de Resistance.
Yes.
The Macedon. HIA 2022 Home of the Year, if you don't mind.
Yeah, how good's that?
I know. I didn't want to leave. I tried to hide in one of the cupboards.
Yeah, we all drove off and then they came out the front and said, no, you left something.
Yeah.
And it was you.
They had me under their arm. Headlock style.
Yeah.
Because it is beautiful. And so we had a great time there. If you missed it, we took a bunch of listeners there, put 60 seconds on the clock and had hidden a whole heap of sort of Mimosa Homes K-Rock cash around the house, and they had that time to then run around and grab as much of it as they could.
Yeah. You can see it all on our socials now if you missed it.
You can. So when we do an outside broadcast, we off location or on location, if you will, we sort of have a setup and we have a team that helps us get in there. We're really lucky. We sort of just roll in and do our bit.
Yeah.
And so
we're so lucky.
Whereas in sort of other stations, we have to like plug in cords.
You've got to like set up the full thing and do it and work the buttons and everything. We've got a whole team around us.
So we're very lucky where we are, and we appreciate those people. And as such, we will try and usually buy them a coffee that morning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we love our coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're on location, we can't go to our sort of Grounds of Society crew across the road that we always go to. So here in town. So yesterday we had Lingy bring us coffee, as he is wont to do at 7 o'clock. It's a good time for him to bring in coffee. And instead of just bringing the three of us coffees, he brought a few of the extra guys that were floating around coffees too.
Yeah.
One of those coffees was for Kendra, who's
in
the beautiful Kendra, who's in our promo team.
Soy latte, I think I remember, or soy late, as I wrote it, and then you rewrote it.
Yeah, because I added I wondered if you noticed that I added an extra shot to my coffee. That's why I resent it.
I think you just reset it with the correct spelling.
I am head buckaro for grammar rodeo, but I'm not that bad. So anyway, so she had the soy latte, right? Yeah. And the coffee outlet is one of those ones that you drive through. And so the cups, there's like three different cups that you can get, and they're different designs. And she had the same design of cup as I did.
And also the names of the different coffees were written on the coffee holder, the actual holder, not on the cup themselves, were they? So we were like, oh, yeah, what's yours? Oh, yeah, that's yours.
That's right.
Yeah.
So once we'd been given our coffees, that was it, right? I lost track of my coffee because we were running around following the people that were doing their dash for cash and sort of upstairs and downstairs and whatnot. And I was certain that I didn't finish my coffee.
Yeah.
And I definitely didn't throw it in the bin because I don't remember seeing a bin in the display.
Well, you went to the toilet and were told that's not plumbed. So I think you were scared that any bin you threw rubbish in was also not a real bin.
That's right. So what I did do was at the end grab a coffee that was the same design as mine. I was like, oh, there's my coffee.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to tell when it's like the dregs of the coffee, like the bottom sort of third of the coffee, and it's been sitting there for 2 hours. How would you know whether it was a cappuccino to start off with or a flat white or whatever? So I had a sip and it was quite clearly soy milk. I don't have soy milk. Sorry, I'm coughing through this. But I had a sip of Kendra's coffee and she's lovely. But she's vegan.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that I'm going to catch vegan.
Oh, my God. You are so silly.
Hear me coughing? Is this a vegan thing?
Yeah, this is because you're being so silly. You should catch vegan. I wish I caught vegan. I want to be vegan.
I'm part-time vegetarian. I'm probably like two-thirds vegetarian because Carly is vegetarian. It's just easier to cook one meal than two, right?
Yeah.
But I'm concerned that I will catch vegan and all of a sudden I'll blink and I'll be telling people about veganism and realise, oh, God, here I am. I haven't eaten any animal products for however long.
Good.
And I've stopped wearing me leather pants.
Well, look, I think we need to find out someone who's gone vegan and see whether they caught it.
Any vegans listening, I know it's very early and they need their sleep because that's how they, they get their energy. Where else are they going to get their energy from? Certainly not from any sort of food. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. Someday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday,
break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday.
Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. But it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Oh, interpretive dance. I liked that.
Yes. Yes. Or I felt it.
Were you sort of trying to do the thing where they stand off to the side whilst sort of someone...
Do you know what? Oh, my God. Maybe that can be a little task for me. Maybe you can do the spiel, and I would love to learn Auslan interpreting.
Yes.
Maybe I could do that.
Oh, you could do...
And then maybe I could do the signage for... Yes.
The spiel. All right.
Actually, that seems like a massive task.
That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
But you've said it now on
the
radio.
But I pointed at Gary or Karen, so that's how it kind of started. Do you know what I mean? Like, I prefer interpretive dance, but I would love to learn Auslan. Anyway, that's not a fun fact, but what is, Tom?
Can I do my facts now? I'm going to start with some nice ones, and then we'll get weird, okay? This week in Florida, a mother who spent her entire life savings on helping her daughter beat cancer won $2 million on the lottery.
That's awesome.
It happened just one day after her last payment for her daughter's treatment was made.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? That's the universe going, we got you, boo.
Yeah, and that should happen more often.
Absolutely. You'll love this one. In 2012, so 11 years ago, a herd of elephants marched for 12 hours to the home of a guy called Lawrence Anthony on the day that he died. The herd stayed for 2 days in silence and then left. Years before that, they were unruly elephants, and they'd been sort of getting too close to villages and stuff and destroying property. So they were destined to be shot. And Anthony came in, rescued them, rehabilitated them, set them free again, and then... years later, they're like, I reckon Anthony's feeling pretty crook. I'm just picking up a vibe. We should probably go see him. It's 12 hours. Should we go? Yeah. Nah, come on. I think it's important. Someone's telling me it's important.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he died.
Oh, my God.
I know.
See how beautiful animals are?
Should I have ended on that one? Are you going to be able to get through the rest of it?
Yeah, I can. But, oh, my God, they're so beautiful. See? Mm.
Beer is more nutritious than bread, so...
Sure it is, Tom. Keep on peddling whatever fun fact Friday.
Tell that to you, to whoever's saying you drink too much. Mm. Get off the bread, Gary. American football team. This is a good one for Cadinia Park Trust and sort of the Cats, if they want to... I know they're working on the stand at the moment, and it's still a work in progress. Idea for you guys from the Philadelphia Eagles, the NFL team.
Yep.
Their former stadium had both a courtroom and a jail so that they could deal with unruly fans on site. It's
on
like, bang, 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 you're gone, mate.
How Jesus, that? That's... It seems a bit intense, but I like it.
Mm. In 1941, Churchill's engineers put a heated toilet seat in his private plane.
Yeah.
They then took it out when he complained it made his bum too hot.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I feel weird about a warm toilet seat sometimes.
Yeah.
It's got to be really cold.
Well, I think it's more about how it's become warm.
Yeah, true.
Issue.
That is a really great point.
After Outkast sang Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture... Polaroid then released a statement saying shaking or waving can actually damage the image. Don't do that.
Yeah.
The Earth pulsates every 26 seconds and no one knows why. And as I read that, that sounds unnecessarily sort of suggestive. I apologise for that.
Do you not know why, or you don't care why? I think that's the question you need to ask yourself.
26 seconds is a long time. Mm. And finally, let's wrap it up with this one today, your fun facts for this Friday. Under the Licensing Act of 1872, it's illegal to be drunk in charge of a cow. Looking at you, Jeremy Cameron.
Okay.
We'll do it again next week. Fun fact. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. There's a movie that they're talking about, not really rebooting, but doing a follow-up to.
Mm.
It's a classic from the 80s. And look, I don't know if this rings any bells for you.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
Is it Edward Scissorhands?
It's Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah. All right, Beetlejuice. I love the costumes. I love the vibe of Beetlejuice. Mm. I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Oh, come on now.
I know. The roles reversal between you and I.
Yes, actually, you're usually the movie guy. Mm. But see, do you know why I've seen this one? It's because it's a Tim Burton jam and I'm a Tim Burton guy.
You are.
Tim Burton is a superstar, although I was disappointed to find out that certainly for a period of time he was quite the a-hole.
Yeah.
Anyway, so his vibe is definitely through this movie, Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton plays the role of Beetlejuice, mm-hmm. and in it is Winona Ryder as the main character, right? So that was back in 1988. So now over 30 years later, Warner Brothers have come out and said they're going to do a follow-up to the legendary movie. It's been referred to as a new addition with a popular Netflix star rumoured to be heading up the cast. That star is Jenna Ortega from Wednesday.
Of course. Well, she's got that vibe as well. The dark hair, the dark eyes.
Yeah.
That cool Tim Burton-y type feel.
I feel like she may have pigeonholed herself, but that's okay in role-wise. But she'll be playing the role of the daughter of Lydia Dietz, so Winona Ryder's daughter in the follow-up movie, right? So from the original.
Oh, okay.
And we all know Winona Ryder, amazing mum. We've all seen Stranger Things. That's fine.
She plays the role to critical acclaim.
Yeah. And apparently Tim Burton is in talks to return to direct it, which would give it so much cred.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I would watch it. But I was thinking, because I was like trying to get the bits of audio to play it. And I was flicking back through it and I was like, I wonder if this movie stands up. You know, there's particularly from that era of sort of the mid to late 80s, early 90s, movies that you sort of really fondly remember.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you know what, I will watch it again.
Mm.
And then it doesn't stand up and it's very disappointing.
And you're just like, why did I think that this was amazing in my brain?
Exactly.
I should have just left it where it was, back in the past.
So Beetlejuice, I remember being an awesome movie, but is it still? Like, I mentioned Drop Dead Fred before. I remember that being an awesome movie from when I was a kid. But I don't know if it stands up.
There's this really niche movie, Earth Girls Are Easy, right?
I know
Earth Girls Are Easy. Do you know that movie?
I worked at Blockbuster, mate.
All right. Yeah. It's so niche or whatever. Yeah. I was like, this is the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And then I went back to watch it and I was like, this is the worst movie. It is terrible. It's got Jeff Goldblum in it, Jim Carrey in it, Sigourney Weaver. It sounds good on paper.
Mm.
Terrible movie.
So I guess what I want to know is, A, have you watched Beetlejuice lately, guys? Is there anybody out there around Geelong Surf Coast of Bellarine who's watched Beetlejuice lately? And does it stand up? But also, have you watched something recently and gone and thought it was going to be amazing because you remembered it being amazing and then it wasn't any good? Ed in St. Albans Park, have you watched Beetlejuice lately, mate?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I think I'm probably going to watch it again this afternoon as well.
Nice.
Really?
It stands up very well. You forget there's the comedic chops of a young Gina Davis as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. So you would recommend watching it again? If you go, like, if you're saying you're going to watch it again today, then you would recommend other people go back and watch that one?
Oh, definitely. Though, on other movies that don't stack up, do not reinvest 2 hours of your life to watch Buckaroo Banzai. Not worth it.
Buckaroo Banzai? I don't think I did the first time.
I don't. I was like, what?
Tom, Lee and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.